This is Wade Reth, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Interior Department officials stripped from a key letter to U.S. Customs and Border Protection a number of warnings by career biologists and wildlife managers about the impacts of the border wall in the area's rare cats and other animals, according to new documents released under the Freedom of Information Act. The deletion from a letter that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ultimately sent in 2017, shown in documents provided to the environmental group Defenders of Wildlife, are the latest example of the Trump administration brushing aside career wildlife officials' recommendations when their conclusions clash with political priorities. A ROSCA, R-O-S-C-A, is a Rotating Savings and Credit Association, in English, called by 200 different names in languages around the world. A group of people from 10 to 100 decide they can afford to save, say, $100 per month, so the group, if 10, collects $1,000. Each month, a different person in the group receives the full amount of the savings, so to speak, until everyone has received it once. Then the savings circle is complete, and the group can decide to renew, expand, or shrink the circle, or change the amount contributed. Appeals court has held that states cannot deny access to people and reimbursement from Medicaid for Planned Parenthood facilities. The Arctic has been warmer over the last 5 years than at any time since records began in 1900, and the region is warming at twice the rate as the rest of the planet. The rising air temperatures are having profound effects on sea ice and on life on land and in the ocean, the scientists have said. Changes can be felt beyond the region, especially since a changing Arctic climate may be influencing extreme weather events around the world. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has finally relented and is allowing the modest bipartisan prison reform bill to go to a vote. White supremacists in Seattle attacked a black DJ in a bar, demanding heavy metal and then assaulting and abusing him for not playing it quickly enough. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.